It's not only Iran's nuclear ambitions that are irritating the U.S. Washington is also charging Iranian meddling in Iraq. General Petraeus told the Senate Armed Services Committee today that Tehran has been deeply involved in the violence in Iraq over the past 2 weeks, that violence between the Baghdad government and the forces of Shiite radical Muqtada al-Sadr.
The flare-up also highlighted the destructive role Iran has played in funding, training, arming, and directing the so-called special groups, and generated renewed concern about Iran in the minds of many Iraqi leaders. Unchecked, the special groups pose the greatest long-term threat to the viability of a democratic Iraq.
As General Petraeus testifying today before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Vali Nasser is professor of international politics at the Fletcher School of Government at Tufts University, just outside of Boston. Who are these special groups that General Petraeus is talking about?
Well, we don't know exactly who they are. We would assume that they are offshoots of the Sadr militia that have been specially trained and are capable of carrying out the more lethal attacks like the ones that we saw on the Green Zone the past week.
So are they Iraqis? Are they Iranians? Are they Iraqis who are funded by Iranians?
The assumption is that they are Iraqis, that they are funded and armed by Iran, and that they operate, at least as far as General Petraeus has been suggesting, on the orders of Iran. But this is somewhat murky because it has never been clarified as to who these groups are. And it may very well be that they are now under the limelight, mainly because the American commanders in Baghdad want to shift the political limelight away from Muqtada al-Sadr and create some political space in which he could be brought out into the tent and be persuaded to lay down his arms.
Listening to the testimony of General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, they seemed more concerned about Iran and intra-Shiite violence in Iraq than they seemed about the group al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Well, that's partly because the group al-Qaeda in Iraq has been subdued. The Shia militant force of Muqtada al-Sadr has not been subdued, and the first effort to subdue it failed quite miserably. And as a result, it would appear much more an area of concern for Americans.
Well, we had a guest on yesterday who was talking about the United States and Iranian common interests with regard to Iraq. One of the things he said was that neither the United States nor the Iranians would like to see a new Saddam Hussein in control in Iraq. They don't want an Iraq with weapons of mass destruction, and they don't want to see a divided Iraq. If all those things are true, then why is Iran acting as it is, driving a wedge even among the Shiites in Iraq?
Well, it's actually more than what your guest said. Iran and the United States have actually been backing the same politicians from the beginning. But the problem is that where Iran and the United States have the greatest difficulty is not in Iraq. It's over the nuclear issue, is over Lebanon, is over the Palestinian issue, is over the legacy of 27 years of animosity between them. And that legacy is now visiting on Iraq. In other words, it's poisoning the well in Iraq, and the consequences that the Iranians support elements that promote violence and destabilize Iraq as well.
In your own view, do you believe that Washington has an accurate view of the threat that Iran represents and the intent of the Iranian government with regard to Iraq?
Well, I think the United States has very strong views on the Iranian threat towards Iraq, but that does not mean that it has an accurate view of Iranian role in Iraq. And I think Iran's role in Iraq is complicated. It supports the Iraqi order in some ways and undermines it in others. But that does not mean that Iran will not pursue its own interests in Iraq. And those Iranian interests are at times at odds with those of the United States. And the U.S. does view that as a threat. And I think the main problem in Iraq is that the two countries that matter most to stability in Iraq are Iran and the United States. If relations between them is non-existent and hostile, by definition, it would be extremely difficult to achieve stability in Iraq.
All right. Thank you very much. Vali Nasser, professor of international politics at Tufts University and author of the 2006 book, The Shia Revival, How Conflicts Within Islam Will Shape the Future. Thanks, professor.
Thank you.